Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, October 4th, 2012 here, getting to the end of the week. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is always sitting in our control room, managing the warp drives and ready to answer the calls when you call on into the show here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Don Wiskin's going to be in our third hour to talk about Extendivite and health issues. All this exploding information about GMO and whole foods and all this other stuff is just really, you know, going back to the natural way just seems like the prudent thing to be doing here right now. And, of course, Claire will be joining us tomorrow to give her perspective on events as they unfold. Obviously, the big story today, the escalation in the conflict between Turkey and Syria. And you need to remember, this is very obviously a false flag kickoff to an escalation of a regional war. It all began a few days ago when a single mortar shell launched from some place in Syria near the Turkish border, flew over the border, hit a village and killed some people. Terrible, terrible thing. Nobody knows who fired the mortar. And if you understand mortars, they're easy to carry around. Somebody could just run around with a mortar, set it up, fire a shell, and skedaddle. And there is absolutely no indication who did this. And common sense tells you Assad does not have a reason to carry out a single mortar attack into Turkey. If Assad wanted to attack Turkey to cut off the flow of weapons coming in to the so-called Free Syria Army, 95% of which are not Syrians, he would have attacked on a wide front, gone after the chain, the communication, the roads, basically just fortified his border and said nobody from Turkey can come in. One mortar shell only does not make any sense for Assad's government to do. But of course, it makes perfect sense for somebody from the Free Syria Army to fire that across the border into Turkey to create a pretext for war, because these guys are all hired mercenaries. They don't have a cause. They don't have any loyalty. Most of them aren't even Syrian or Turkish. They're paid to blow holes in people and buildings. And it doesn't really matter which way the munitions are flying as long as the check's clear. So this is very obviously a false flag provocation to kick up this situation. And they're rushing as fast as they can to exploit it, because I think the plotters of this whole situation understand the world is going to recognize this for what it is. And certainly from the foreign press and the blogosphere and the alternative media, nobody's buying this one. Nobody's buying that Assad had anything to do with the mortar shell. Syria has already expressed condolences for the people who died. They're trying to find who fired the mortar shell, but they're not going to be given the chance. The rush is on. Turkey's parliament has already authorized military action in Syria, and they're shelling. They've shelled the financial center in Syria, which tells you this is all about money. If Turkey was really concerned about a Syrian military invasion, Turkey would be shelling Syrian military installations. But apparently they shelled the financial district. And, you know, this is all about money. They're continuing to shell all across the area. And, you know, obviously, there's no proportion to this whatsoever. One mortar shell, and Turkey unleashes everything onto Syria. And their media is proclaiming, we have struck Syria, we are big. Same kind of headlines we saw following all the other false flag attacks. We're good, they're bad, we're going to go in and slaughter them all. And the situation is clearly escalating very, very rapidly. And it appears that the powers that be have finally come to the conclusion that their hired mercenaries posing as a popular uprising have utterly failed. And now they need a direct military intervention. They've been talking about it for weeks. This whole mortar attack, very clearly the manufactured pretext to escalate the war into direct military involvement. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this very obvious staged provocation to escalate the war in Syria. Now, for the last 18 months, this hired mercenary army, the Free Syria Army, of whom 95% are not Syrian, have been trying to overthrow the Assad government from within, posing as a popular uprising. This is a continuation of the Arab Spring, or in this case, the Arab Autumn. And they have failed. Every incursion into the major cities has been driven back. They've been exposed for committing horrible acts of terror to terrorize the Syrian people into abandoning their government. And everybody knows this is just another fraud. It's another covert invasion. Well, the covert invasion has not worked. And for the last several weeks, we've been hearing about the United States government dropping hint after hint after hint that the time has come for direct military intervention. All they were looking for was the excuse. And the excuse was this single mortar round lobbed over the border that killed some people in Turkey. And nobody knows who fired the mortar round. One thing we all do know, of course, is that part of Syria up near the Turkish border is where this so-called Free Syrian Army is the strongest, because they're getting their weapons and supplies over the border from Turkey. So it is absolutely ludicrous to say that, oh, we must assume that Syria did this, because Syria has no reason to do that. If Syria were going to militarily interdict the flow of arms and weapons, they wouldn't fire one mortar shell into a village. They'd be up there bombing the roadways and railheads and whatever else it was along the border in order to prevent Turkey from sending more weapons into this hired mercenary army. So the single mortar shell is a staged incident, you know, like the killing of Archduke Ferdinand that kicked off big mistake number one, in theory. And again, that was a cover for the fact it was all about money. It was all about money. Remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're on the verge of big mistake number three. Now, Syria does not want a war with Turkey. Despite the fact that Turkey is supporting this hired mercenary army, Syria has been very, very low-key. Yes, they shot down that Turkish plane that flew into their airspace, because that's what you do when airplanes from another country fly across your border without permission. That was the first attempt at a provocation. Turkey was saying, oh, no, we were in international waters, and eventually it came out that, yeah, Turkey had basically deliberately flown the plane into Syrian airspace, hoping to trigger this kind of a response. Now, France and the rest of NATO are out there already screaming, we want a UN condemnation of Syria, we've got to do that. And they're up there, and apparently there's already been a vote in the United Nations Security Council, and Russia exercised their veto. Because they know what this is all about. This is about the continued U.S. dollarification of the oil-producing nations of the Middle East and South America. They're getting ready to mess around with Hugo Chavez's election. We'll be talking about that later in the show. And this is an obvious fraud, and everybody knows it. And so right now there's this bum's rush to get the war going before anybody can stand up and say, wait a minute, we've seen this kind of dirty dealing before here. Now, the United States has already committed that they will stand by Turkey in this conflict. Your sons and daughters, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters are already being pledged to go into this war in Syria on the side of Turkey. You can almost hear the White House out there saying, now, can we invade now? Can we? We've waited 18 months. Can we? We know that we're already 4 years past the original timeline for this dollarification project. They had originally expected that Iran would have been conquered by the end of 2008, 2012, and here we are still going. Now, what's going on here besides going in and getting that evil Assad and putting in another private central bank and making sure that Syria sells their oil only for dollars is this is the stepping stone to war with Iran, because Syria and Iran have a mutual defense treaty. So if Turkey invades Syria with U.S. support, Iran is committed by treaty to come in on Syria's side, and there is the United States war against Iran. No need for a false flag, no need for Israel to fire nuclear-tipped cruise missiles into the fleet, no need to crash the American banking system, maybe. And by the way, apparently Iran's internet system is now under cyber attack. They're already trying to gum up the works over there. So this is basically, you know, the U.S. government saying, we want war with Iran, and we're going to get it. And Syria is the stepping stone. It's the same dirty trick that Franklin Roosevelt did when he wanted to get America into the war against Adolf Hitler, and Hitler refused to be provoked. So as soon as the Axis Agreement was signed between Germany, Italy, and Japan, Roosevelt goads Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor, doesn't tell the commanders he knows it's coming, claims it's a dastardly surprise attack, and goes to war against Japan, except really most of the military forces sent to Europe to deal with Nazi Germany, which had become this big economic and manufacturing power that threatened the economic base of Great Britain and the United States of America, because as long as Germany was free of private central banking, they were going to economically prevail over the nations that were still in the grip of private central banks. And that is why there is this desperation by the money junkies to force this system of banking on the rest of the world. Because if part of the world is under the grip of private central banking that loans all the public currency as a loan at interest, issues all the public currency as a loan at interest, as long as there is one nation on the planet that doesn't use that system, that one nation inevitably will prevail economically. Because their economy is not being bled dry by the money junkies that own the private central bank. So when they talk about a clash of civilizations, they're talking about a war between banking systems. They literally want to send millions of your kids to bloody, horrible deaths to prop up this Ponzi scheme banking system. That's literally what it is all about. And that's why I keep on hitting the point that prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. And here we are on the doorstep of big mistake number three. Now, cranking up the propaganda yet again over in Europe, they're now screaming that all of these major forest fires all over Europe are a plot by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda terrorists are sneaking in and they're setting forest fires. Actually, about a year ago, they were saying the same thing about the United States of America. And for exactly the same reason. As the U.S. is dragged into a wartime economy and all the money is going to war and all the money is going to Israel and all the money is going to prop up Wall Street, funding for infrastructure, including fire prevention, gets cut. And the inevitable result is you get major forest fires. But the government doesn't want to admit that the country is burning up because, well, they couldn't afford to plow the fire breaks this year. So we're going to blame Al-Qaeda for it. And now Europe is playing that same game. Absolutely ridiculous here. All righty, we'll get back to Syria and Turkey, but it's very obvious that the U.S. government and the money junkies are going to get their war one way or the other. They don't even care if you all know it's a complete lie. In their arrogance, I mean, they don't care what the people think anymore. We saw that at the Republican convention. We saw that at the Democratic convention. They're just going to say, we're going to start a war, your kids are going to die in it, and you might as well get used to it. And I refuse to. Because from the point of view of the money junkies, those pretty printed pieces of paper are valuable. But the lives of your children are very, very cheap. So it becomes very, very easy to trade a few million of your children for a bigger stack of those pretty printed pieces of paper. It's really the driving force behind this. Every time the United States and its private central bank get into a major, major screw-up, they distract from it and they try and get out of it by getting into a world war. And here we are, the same patterns repeating all over again. Now, I want to talk a little bit about last night's debate. I wound up not watching it after all because I figured basically it was going to be a blind mongoose striking at a paralyzed cobra, and that was really a waste of time. Overall, the impression is that Romney did very well. He was very well rehearsed. He was very well prepared. Obama seemed almost distracted. And of course, it underscores the fact that a president going for his second term, the incumbent, is at a disadvantage because he's still trying to do his job. He's still trying to deal with preventing the financial meltdown until after the election. He's still dealing with Syria and Turkey and how do we get into Iran without making it look like it's their fault. And maybe he had a fight with Michelle. But he really did not do very well. And everybody said Romney, as a performer, definitely captured the audience last night. And Obama looked distracted, and he wasn't thinking, he wasn't focused on the situation. That's the reaction there. But because Romney is dealing with his reputation for simply saying whatever he thinks the public wants to hear, it doesn't appear in early surveys of swing voters that anybody changed their opinion. It hasn't shifted either way, either toward Romney or Obama. The undecided are still undecided. People keeping track, of Romney's statements are saying basically he told at least 20 complete mythic statements, you know, to thunderous applause and the support of the media. And remember, Netanyahu wants Romney to win in November. And so the orders have gone out to all of the prostitutes in the corporate-owned media who are working for Israel. And remember that declassified Senate report. It's been known for 25 years. Israel bribes America's prostitutes to report the news in a way that favors Israel. So Netanyahu may not be overtly trying to get Romney into the White House, but there's certainly a lot of covert pressure going on there to throw this thing to him. So, but in the end, stellar performance, but ineffective. I think that sums it up completely. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just wrapping up on last night's debate. And by the way, CNN is replaying the whole thing right now. So I guess the overnight numbers came in and not a lot of people watched it. So we're going to feed it to you again. And for a moment, I thought I was watching the Science Fiction Channel. There was so much fantasy flying around that screen here. And again, they're talking about little tiny details and fringy kind of things. And they're not looking at the real issues that are affecting all of America, which is the collapse of this Ponzi scheme banking system called the Federal Reserve. And they're not going to touch it. It's an article of faith. This is, we believe this is the way the world is supposed to be, only because it makes us insanely rich and you an insanely poor. And I've often commented the most evil human beings there are those people who cannot feel they are rich until they see everybody else around them poor. If you really think about it, because of progress and technology and so forth, all of us can have really good lives that are far better than the royalty of the ancient world. But it's not good enough for the money junkies. They want to see themselves as so far above the rest of humanity that they can look down and laugh about sending our kids off to die in wars, as Hillary was doing on video the other day when she was interviewed in this other country. We had the video at whatreallyhappened.com, and she's there laughing about a false flag attack, and, oh, isn't it going to be great? We're going to send a couple of million of our kids over to die over there. It's fun. It's wonderful. Something tells me Chelsea's not going to be carrying an M16 anytime soon. Now, we're starting to hear more and more from the non-aligned movement. And these are nations that do not consider themselves attached to the United States of America or NATO or to the Russian bloc or Chinese bloc. And they're basically saying we're kind of taking care of ourselves here. They've already come out saying that there needs to be a nuclear-free Middle East, Israel. They've come out directly saying it is time for Israel to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and submit to the same inspections every other nuclear power is required to do under that treaty. Now today, of course, they're calling for a total abolition of all chemical weapons. And again, that is targeted against Israel, which is known to have a large arsenal of these very dangerous, lethal, and cruel weapons. Chemical weapons not only kill the enemy soldiers, they make them suffer horribly in the process. They're absolutely inhumane. And many nations have already banned those and said, yeah, we're not going to do that. Because it's too easy for the other side to make them and shove them back onto you. You know, it's kind of a weird irony if you remember that whole debacle down at the church in Waco, Texas, the Branch Davidians. The United States government gassed that church full of women and children to death with a poison gas that's already illegal to use on enemy troops. Kind of a weird thing. We can't use this in time of war, but yeah, we'll gas this church with it. Sure, they deserve it. They're weird people. They're outside the mainstream ideology. The new term of craft here. Now, Venezuela is getting ready to come up on their elections, and it looks like Hugo Chavez is going to be a landslide winner because he's made life very good for the Venezuelan people. And, of course, the money junkies don't like that. They want life to be good for them, and they don't care how other people have to suffer for it. And so Chavez's opponent, who's basically pushing the money junkie agenda, he doesn't want to talk about, you know, supporting the lifestyle of ordinary people. He'll fight crime, he'll do this, and all the other little fluffy things they like to claim they're going to do when they get into office because they don't want to admit what they're actually going to do is loot the people for the bankers. So it looks like it's going to be a landslide. And already, because the opposition money junkie party knows they're going to lose, they're issuing statements. They intend to destabilize election day. They're going to cause riots and ruckuses to try and damage the perceived legitimacy of the election. And they're saying they might not even recognize the results and say, we don't accept Hugo Chavez as the new president. We don't care what the will of the people is. We know what's best for Venezuela. Come on, CIA, help us try and overthrow him for what, the 20th, 30th time now? And so we're basically seeing, once again, the will of the people. There is no democracy. Anytime the U.S. gets involved in these foreign countries, democracy vanishes. It's all about pushing the money junkie agenda. And remember, Venezuela is a huge exporter of oil, and they are accepting currencies other than the dollar. In fact, they're starting to cut oil sales to the United States of America because they don't want any more dollars. Because the dollar is just plunging in value. They're selling a lot of their oil to China for the yuan. And that, of course, is a threat to the dollarification of the oil-producing nations. The only way this dollarification process, the only way that using oil exporters to prop up the Federal Reserve note is going to work is if every single oil-producing nation is brought underneath this plan. There can't be any exceptions. And so Venezuela is a target. And if they can't subvert the election or overthrow Chavez, and they've tried that a couple of times already, they'll come up with some kind of a reason for why your kids have to fly down to South America and start murdering Venezuelans and be murdered by them. That's what this is all about. This plunge to World War III, this clash of civilizations, is all about forcing onto the rest of the world, at the point of a bayonet, the exact same style of banking the United States fought a revolution to be free of. That's really the top agenda here. Everything else is just advertising and fluff and marketing. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to keravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're still seeing around the world the fallout from Netanyahu's red line debacle over at the United Nations, where he kind of cratered his own credibility. And he left the United Nations in a bit of a bind because most of the world was saying if Israel really feels Iran is a threat, then Israel ought to go ahead and launch a war against Iran. And so for Netanyahu to be screaming how the rest of the world has to slam Iran, and then he's rebuffed and then do nothing, basically underscores the fact that Israel's strategy is and always has been to get other people to fight their wars of conquest for them. And so Netanyahu may be boxed into a situation of having to have Israel attack Iran, even without promises of support from other countries, in order to retain what little credibility he has in claiming that Iran is a threat to Israel. It may even be that Mossad fired that lone mortar shell into Turkey from Syria in order to create the pretext for Turkey, backed by the United States, to go into Syria and then rely on Iran's mutual defense treaty with Syria to drag Iran in. And at that point, the war is well and truly going, red line or not. And so that may, in fact, have been something Mossad certainly would do. We know that Israel lives by the false flag attack in order to get other countries to fight their wars for them. Remember the attack on the USS Liberty? Israel attacks a U.S. ship, screams Egypt is doing it. There was a nuclear-armed U.S. strike on the way to Cairo when the USS Liberty finally got out a radio message saying, hey, it's the Israelis who are trying to sink us. So we've seen this time and time again, the Levant affair, again, Egypt, Israeli agents blowing up places where British and Americans were known to congregate, planting evidence to frame Egyptian Muslims, and then one of the bombs detonated prematurely. They caught the bomber, found out he was an Israeli agent. Huge embarrassment, big intelligence snafu that people need to remember did happen. And by the way, the surviving Israeli agents from that debacle just recently got honored back in Israel. You guys were great. Mission failed, but you were great to go down there and blow things up and frame the Egyptians for it. So that's kind of what that situation is going on. But we're seeing more and more reticence to going along with this red line strategy because it was just another advertising tactic, another marketing ploy to get other countries to fight Israel's wars. And I do not want to see even one more American have to suffer a cruel death or be crippled fighting a war on behalf of a foreign power. And I realize we're dealing with overlapping agendas here because if you study the origin of war throughout history, no war has ever really started for just one issue. There'll be one issue presented to the public to sell that war, like when Lincoln made slavery the reason for the reconquest of the seceding South. But the real agendas behind wars tend to be many and varied. Everybody's got their own reason to go to war. And, of course, we understand that the real agenda behind all of these wars on these oil-producing countries is to use their oil to prop up the Federal Reserve note. It's kind of a religious crusade, if you think about it, because all of these paper notes have no value. Their only value is what people believe they have value, what people believe in the paper notes. It's faith-based money on both sides. And so we're going to have a war so that those heretics will be taught to stop believing in their paper notes and they will be made to believe in our paper notes. And it's a religious crusade with nuclear weapons. Now we're starting to hear rumblings inside Congress that because of mandatory defense spending cuts, which are due to automatically hit, that U.S. aid to Israel may have to be cut, specifically funding for the Iron Dome missile system. And, of course, Israel's already screaming about that. You're leaving us vulnerable to attack by whoever. Because Israel's goal is to have other nations pay for and fight their wars. And there's going to be a fight about that, and it's going to be a very tough sell to convince the American people to go without good roads, good schools, good hospitals, food, homes, jobs, so that the U.S. government can send more money to Israel to build more weapon systems with which to terrorize their neighbors. And we know that right now, even though nobody wants to talk about it during this campaign, there's this group of Congress critters, I think there's eight of them now, who are trying to come up with a plan on how they're going to be able to save military spending and what they're going to have to cut for social services to deal with that. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, George Galloway is out there, and he's out there speaking publicly again, and he's making a lot of sense on a lot of different issues. Apparently, he took one of these anti-Syrian propagandists and cleaned his clock for him. And he's also out there with a comment about Arafat being poisoned by polonium. As the evidence continues to pile up that Arafat was assassinated by contaminating him with radioactive polonium. And I wanted to mention here that murdering somebody with radiation, it's not just a death. It is an intentionally cruel death, lingering and painful. And it betrays the mindset of those who ordered the assassination. They didn't just want him dead. They wanted him to suffer. And that reveals a very, very great deal about the mentality of the people who order these things. Now, despite assurances by the White House to the defense establishment that the U.S. government, meaning you, the taxpayers, would cover the legal costs for violations of the WARN Act, there are companies which are starting to send out WARN notices for layoffs, looking ahead to some of these mandated cuts in spending that are coming up. Illinois is going to lose 1,700 jobs in the next 60 days. And so the situation is continuing to deteriorate. All the money is being funneled into war and Wall Street and still into Israel. So anyway, we've got this bipartisan Senate team of eight. They're calling them the Gang of Eight. And they're trying to come up with a plan to avoid the year-end, what they're calling the fiscal cliff, because the Bush-era tax cuts are ending on the rich. That's why the rich are pushing Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney's going to put those tax cuts back in. And by the way, Paul Ryan, in a moment of candor, admitted Mitt Romney's whole tax plan is a return to the trickle-down approach, which did not work. It made the rich richer and the poor poorer. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being trickled on by this government. I'm tired of being trickled on by Wall Street. Enough is enough is enough. So there's a rumor going around that this Gang of Eight is going to avoid the fiscal cliff by ending Social Security and Medicare and spending all the money on war. And as for the elderly, apparently Monsanto is going to buy them all to use in medical experiments. I don't know that that's a real plan, but it'll be something along the same ilk there. You know, if you're a loyal American and you're on some kind of Social Security, Medicare, the loyal thing for you to do is die. Stop being a burden on society. And a reminder, for people who are facing cuts in Social Security, that's not the government's money. That is your money that you entrusted to the government to hang on to and invest and then pay back to you when you need it. So the government doesn't really have a legal right to cut your Social Security benefits. They're breaking their promise to you. They're defaulting on you. The U.S. government cannot meet its obligations. It's already in default. They look around for somebody they can screw with impunity, and that's the American people. And they're going to go on doing it as long as you let it continue. Now, getting up to New York City, they're starting to get a real problem with all the issues of police brutality. We've been covering all these stories about how the police have just gone completely out of control. They're smashing cameras, even though the courts say it's legal for you to take pictures of them violating civil rights. There are all these classic cases of police overreaction. There was the cop who punched a woman in Philadelphia because she accidentally got silly string on him. Now, that cop did get fired because it was a huge, huge public relations disaster for them. There was that incident out in Southern California where a Border Patrol agent was bumped by a woman's car trying to get through a crowded street, and he turns around and just kills her, just shoots her right through the windshield of her car and just kills her. Mother of five, legal citizen, was not involved in any of the thing that Border Patrol was doing. Border Patrol tried to claim that she tried to run him down and dragged him 100 feet, and the witnesses are saying, no, of course not. You know, he was standing out there well into this flow of traffic, and she's trying to get by him, and she bumps him, and he turns around, pulls the gun, and kills her. Now, this happens an awful lot all across the country as part of this campaign to terrorize the American people into just doing as they're told by the police. The police have been given an open license to go out and just do whatever they feel like doing with impunity. Well, not exactly working out, because lawsuits are starting to pile up. And over in New York City, they're starting to call it the tort time bomb, because they're looking at $150 million a year in court costs and settlement fees, and it is growing. And in the 12 months preceding the month of July this year, 2,004 separate lawsuits against the New York Police Department for abusing the American people inappropriately. And as you probably heard, there's this battle going on back and forth about whether the New York Police Department arrest of protesters and locking them in those dog cages down in the dock area, in those warehouses, if that was a violation of their constitutional rights. And the courts are going back and forth about, yeah, it was unreasonable to just grab people and lock them up in a cage. And so that one's going back and forth, and there are going to be more lawsuits about that. But basically, we're looking at a 28% increase over the previous year in these lawsuits. And unfortunately, the police who are out there violating your civil rights, they personally don't pay the cost of all of this stuff. It comes out of tax money. And so that means you, the taxpayers of New York City, get to foot the bill. Every time the cops go out and they whack somebody on the head inappropriately, they smash a reporter's camera, they overreact to a peaceful demonstration, and they commit acts of brutality on these peaceful protesters, when the lawsuits get settled up, you, the taxpayer, have to pay for it. And the New York Police Department seems to have the attitude of, well, that's what taxpayers are for. Because we have our orders to go out and just continually beat down the American people so they won't stand up and have differences with the mainstream ideology, which is the new buzzword going around. Now, the Federal Reserve, as you're probably already aware, has these very complex computer models that they use to predict economic behavior. And it is turning out that the Federal Reserve's computer models to predict economic behavior are about as reliable as the environmentalist computer models that were predicting human-caused global warming. In other words, they're not. Even so, with the advent of quantitative easing infinity, and remember, they've already doubled that cap on how much of this toxic debt they're going to buy off the banks and dump on the American people. They've already doubled that. And even the Federal Reserve's computer models are saying that this is setting the stage for explosive inflation. We're going right into Weimar Republic hyperinflation, and we know the reason it happened to the Weimar Republic. They had a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Our government's making exactly the same mistake. But as long as the money junkies are happy, hey, that's all that counts in an election year. Apparently, credit card companies are being given more legal latitude to transfer your unpaid credit card debt onto your property. If you actually are still a homeowner, and there are fewer and fewer of those every day, if you have an unpaid credit card balance, they shift it onto your property, which means when you sell or rent your property, the credit card companies are the first ones there to get some of those disbursements. And the laws are basically being rewritten to favor the money junkies over the American people, ignoring the fact that the money junkies created this financial crisis. It goes all the way back to 1999 when Glass-Steagall was repealed and Wall Street went back into the same reckless financial speculation that they had the last time before Glass-Steagall was passed initially, that led to the second greatest depression in the 1930s. We're in the worst depression now in our nation's history. And it all goes back to the same thing. It's not a loss of productivity, has nothing to do with act of nature, has nothing to do with lazy American people. The U.S. economy and private central banking are inherently unstable, and when the government takes its hand off the wheel, it drives off the road. And they've seen it happen before. It's like somebody who buys a car and drives down the road and he figures, oh, cruise control means I don't have to steer it, and it plows into a tree. Then they buy a new car and they're going down the road and they say, oh, cruise control means I don't have to steer it, and it plows into a tree again. That's basically what the U.S. government is doing. They are unable to look at past mistakes and learn from them. They're only thinking what works and looks good until the next election. And I was thinking exactly the same thing. We were talking about how back in the 1970s, when the overprinting of Federal Reserve notes started other countries who had signed on to Bretton Woods to say, we want our gold back, here's your pretty printed pieces of paper, and Nixon slammed the gold window shut. And I'm sure at the time it made sense for Nixon to do that because he's only worried about his next election. And nobody apparently was in the Nixon administration saying, you know, about 40 years from now, this is going to come back to haunt us. Or if there was somebody in the Nixon administration saying 40 years from now this is going to come back to haunt us, Nixon didn't want to hear it. Because no politician wants to hear or care about anything that happens after the end of their term in office. And that is probably the biggest single flaw in our current system of government. And so one of the things I'm writing into this blueprint for the New America is that all elected officials and all high-level appointed officials, like the president, their personal wealth has to be sequestered, has to be a blind trust. And from then on, their salaries while they're in government and their pensions when they leave government are directly tied to the economy of the United States of America. So if something they do in office destroys the economy, it's their own pension on the hook. And we need to sort of incentivize long-term thinking in our political leadership. Because right now, they just want to make a fast buck, get out and retire, and then it's somebody else's problem to deal with. And right now, we are at the tail end of almost 100 years of just pass it forward, the next generation will fix it or not, I don't care once I'm out of office and in retirement. And that is a major, major flaw in our current system of government, and it has been since 1913. Going to take a break for commercials, we'll be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Europe, over in Greece, Greek shipyard workers continue to clash with riot police. And apparently, earlier today, stormed the Greek Defense Ministry in Athens. And they're demanding to be paid their wages, which have not been paid in a very long time because of austerity. Really, we must pay our obligations to those bankers, and so you're all going to have to work for free for a little while at least here. That's kind of what austerity means, and the United States is going into austerity right now. You must work for free because we got to give all your money to the bankers because they're desperate to find that 11th marble. And they're demanding an audience with the Greek defense minister. And the protesters got past the security guards and got into the ministry. And so the situation continues to escalate. You're not seeing a lot of it here on the American corporate media. In fact, they're still rerunning the debate from last night here on CNN. But the reality is there are problems in all of those European countries. And the instant any one of them falls, and it looks like Greece could be it, then all those credit default swaps sold by Wall Street against Europe's debt come due. The only thing that Obama can do about it is simply do what Nixon did. Just slam the door and say, sorry, we're not going to pay it off. We must take this step to preserve the national economy and so forth and so on. In other words, we're going to cheat the other people. Because that's the American way. Get out there and we're going to cheat them. Yes, we're going to sell you an insurance policy, but we're not going to pay on it. That's the only thing they can do. Because otherwise, Wall Street, which sold these credit default swaps and did not maintain the cash reserves necessary to pay claims on those credit default swaps, same thing that destroyed AIG, Wall Street will go broke. It'll be instantly insolvent. And the whole thing will come crashing down. And we understand the U.S. government and Wall Street don't want that to happen. And so the only possible option, if Greece collapses, the U.S. government and Wall Street will basically get up and say, we don't see this as really covered by the credit default swaps. They'll find a technicality. Supposedly, the determination of a credit default is left up to this ad hoc group that's in Wall Street itself. And they'll just say, well, you know, collapse of the entire government, we don't really consider that a default on that government's debt because we're sure the new government coming in will honor the obligation, which is nonsense. Any new government that is put in by the Greek people following the collapse of the current government is not going to honor those banker obligations. Because remember, Greece had two elections earlier this year. In the first one, the anti-banker party won, and then the pro-banker group refused to form a coalition government in order to force a second election, which was marked by massive vote fraud, to re-enslave those people of Greece back onto that debt. I'm going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
It's true.